14-year-old evangelical Christian girls in homeschooling groups routinely court older men, and their parents know about it, and they say, oh, well, that's okay with me. In whose world is that okay? The woman's name is Catherine Brightbill. This is an op-ed that the Los Angeles Times published yesterday. Quote, we need to talk about the segment of American culture that probably doesn't think the allegations against Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore are particularly damning. The segment that will blanch at only two accusations in the Washington Post expose. One, he pursued a 14-year-old girl without first getting her parents' permission. And two, he initiated sexual contact outside of marriage. That segment is evangelicalism. In that world, which Moore travels in and I grew up in, writes Ms. Brightbill, 14-year-old girls courting adult men isn't uncommon. No, it may not be uncommon, if she says so, not me, but it most certainly is, oh, creepy weird. I had 14-year-old girls, and I don't want any of my horn dog neighbor guys courting them or them courting them. I mean, my goodness, folks, I had no idea. Did you? She continues. The allegations against Roy Moore are merely a symptom of a larger problem. It's not a Southern problem or an Alabaman problem. It's a Christian fundamentalist problem. Billy Graham's grandson, Boz Shevijan, who leads the organization Grace, it's all caps, Godly Response to Abuse in a Christian Environment, believes that the sexual abuse problem in Protestant communities is on par with that in the Catholic Church. Well, I'm going to say something about this. The evangelical world is overdue for a reckoning. Let's just talk about this, since this will be a nice red pill diary clip here. The crisis that was brought about in the Catholic Church and those dioceses in Chicago and Boston and wherever else these atrocities occurred was brought about by intent. Church was infiltrated by sodomites who doubled as communists. There's entire books that have been written about this. The Venona Papers, when they were revealed, the facts of the Venona Papers are not in question. We know this. But this was part of the whole ecumenical movement. Oh, we must move towards being more open, and we must do this, and we must do that. Did the abuse happen? Yeah, it happened. Is it proof that the church is therefore already has the gates of hell prevailed against it? No, it's not proof of that. If anything, the fact that I and many of you listening right now are watching this, are weekly, maybe even some of you daily, mass goers, and that you go the traditional mass, the real, the old mass, the mass, as I think, my opinion, as it should be, the Latin mass, the fact that you follow the faith, the fact that you got a missal and you read it every day, you know the saint of the day, you know if it's a fast day or an ember day. That's the faith. That's the mystical body of Christ. That's the church militant. It's not over. The gates of hell have not prevailed. And yeah, the child sex abuse scandal is a scandal. It's an awful scandal. Again, it cries out to heaven for vengeance. Didn't end the church. Sorry. I know many of you want to hear, and some of you on Twitter yesterday, oh, so that ends your church. No, it doesn't. Because a church is not a building. It's not a single solitary pope. It is what is known as the deposit of faith. Now, there's something screwy going on with these evangelicals, if this Brightbill woman is to be believed. But that scandal has absolutely nothing to do with what the faithful and the laity then during the child abuse scandal and today, what they do properly, reverently, and in a very sacred manner as members of the church militant and of the mystical body. Put that in your little pipe, twirl it around, light it, smoke it.